This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. My first guest is probably one of the most famous pathologists. He's 89 years old. He's got a brand new book out right now, and his name is Cyril Weck. Now, we're going to be chatting about the deaths of John Kennedy, which he was involved with, Robert Kennedy, JonBenet Ramsey, also Martin Luther King, and the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. Fascinating discussion with Cyril Weck. And then later on in the hour, our friend and one of the founding fathers of the great rock group Kiss, Paul Stanley, and then we're going to be chatting with Valerie Greenberg, some great ideas for the new year. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause momentarily. We'll be back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today with guest Cyril Weck.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root, libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today. I have wanted to interview this man for decades. And to say that you're a fan of a pathologist, usually you don't hear that every day in a dialogue. You say, I'm a fan of a singer.
Well, it doesn't quite make you a necrophile vicariously. I appreciate so much. Very wonderful compliment.
He is the author of a new book that's out right now called The Life and Death of Cyril Weck, Memoirs of America's Most Controversial Forensic Pathologist. Joining us right now is the good doctor, Cyril Weck. Hi, doctor. How are you today?
Thank you for inviting me. A pleasure to talk with you. I hope you had a wonderful holiday season. I want to wish you and all of your listeners the very best for the new year.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know where to begin. First of all, this book is sensational. You are not only a pathologist, but also an attorney. And you have, over the years, been involved with so many deaths of celebrities, childhood deaths, tragic accidents, murders. It's a fascinating career, and I want to get into some of those cases, Cyril, but this is the thing that really amazed me. In 1979, you were acquitted on charges of profiting from the office of the Allegheny County Coroner. Federal public corruption charge was dismissed in 2008. Why are these people driving you crazy 30 years ago when you are so good at what you do and so honest about what you do?
Thank you for asking that. I discuss my two trials and significant travails in detail in my book. In 1979, the local district attorney brought charges against me. What was behind that was that he and the sheriff were very unhappy about my following through with open public inquest in every police race-related death. Pursuit, apprehension, arrest, incarceration, every single police-related death was subjected to an open inquest. We had the power of subpoena, the traditional inquisitorial powers from England going back to the 12th century, and the cops were brought in and made to testify. Unfortunately, it didn't have the power to follow through with an indictment. We could only recommend to the DA, and they did not like this. You know, before the George Floyd case in Minneapolis, Americans were totally unaware and indifferent to all these cases of police brutality, and they're still occurring as we talk. That was behind that. They brought these cockamamie charges, and by the time it went to the jury, there was only one of the six charges remaining. And then I was completely exonerated. In 2005, they began an investigation. In 2006, an 84 felony count indictment was brought against me by the U.S. attorney. She, Mary Beth Buchanan, was already past being appointed to the local federal court. She was angling for a position on the Third Circuit. She was personal friends with the U.S. Attorney General Ashcroft and then Gonzales. And then there was an FBI agent disgraced and booted out of the office in New Jersey for a whole bunch of serious crimes that he had committed. And he came to Pittsburgh. He was looking to reestablish himself, and the local district attorney at that time, my enemy, for reasons similar to what I've already said, although he was not the district attorney involved in 1979. And so they got together in what fashion I wasn't privy to their meetings and who was the driving force, but obviously then the U.S. attorney's office had the power. An 84 felony count indictment in 2006. Before the trial started, and 2 years later, just 2 weeks before the trial started, they dropped 43 counts after I had paid millions of dollars for my attorneys to prepare and defend against all of them. They dropped 43. Went to trial, and then we didn't put on one witness. Several of the prosecution witnesses proved to be very strong defense witnesses, and went to the jury, and without one witness having been presented by my attorneys, they came in with a jury, we found out later it was about 8-6 or even 9-5. And the Third Circuit looked it over, and they said the case has to be retried by a new judge with less biased eyes, fresh eyes. And it was given to a new federal judge. We had a hearing before him, and he wrote a 55-page blistering report dismissing the remaining charges. And by the way, before then got to him, the government had already dropped another 27 charges. So we were already down to 14 from 43. It cost me more than $4 million. The great attorneys that I had here in Pittsburgh, they graciously forgave $6.2 million. So it cost me over four, and I was forgiven another $6 million plus, and a $10 million. That's what happened. And I discussed this in the book.
Yeah, you do.
Fascinating.
You know what gets me is that with these charges brought against, people came to you. I mean, the famous Dr. Thomas Noguchi in California, the Warren Commission, these people came to you because you were the man that when you saw something, you talked about it. You didn't hold back. Let's talk about, for example, the John F. Kennedy assassination, all right? I've studied this since 1973. You have some exceedingly opinions about this. You know, you mentioned in the book that Hoover wasn't fond of.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and as I said, it cost me dearly. Although I don't think that was the sole reason, but that played a role in the actions brought against me in 2006 by the local U.S. attorney. Let me say that, you know, I've tried to maintain my credibility. Some people think I'm loudmouth, controversial. You're controversial if you say what you believe. It doesn't mean I'm always right, but I'm proud of my record, my track record. And after all these years, I've been consulting with attorneys every, you know, up until this time as we speak here today, from all over the country and from many foreign countries over the years on cases. And I've maintained my credibility because even people who disagree with me know that, you know, what I'm saying can be depended upon. The attorneys who have worked with me are very proud and happy, and so on. So, you know, this has just been my standard. I maybe sometimes could have been more diplomatic. I don't go looking for trouble, but I don't back off just because I'm being confronted by a formidable enemy.
Yeah.
And that was the case with the U.S. government, with the JFK. And I pointed out in 1972, when I was the first non-government forensic pathologist given access to the autopsy materials, non-government related, non-government supported, given permission to study all the autopsy materials at the National Archives in Washington, D.C., and that was page one story, New York Times, August 24, 1972, by their top reporter, Fred Graham, President's brain missing. I pointed out something that other people knew and never said a word about. The president's brain, which had been fixed in formalin to harden and permitted to be properly examined, developing a better consistency so it could be sliced in sections like a hard-boiled egg, and that's what that was never done. And can you imagine colleagues of mine, one of whom was the guy under whom I trained in forensic pathology, they knew this. The forensic neuropathologist from that office, he knew that. They went in there in 1968, the Ramsey Clark panel, and they never said a word. Where is their ethics? So people attack me and challenge me as a conspiratorial theorist. My God, what they did was criminal. In a way, covering up evidence was criminal.
Yes,
it really was.
Sure. What is your theory on the multiple shooters?
There were two shooters. Absolutely, two shooters, one from the rear and one from the front. That's been proven through the radiological, neurosurgical, neurological, pathological, photographic, and acoustical evidence and studies that have been done over the years. No question that there was a shooter from the rear and there was a shooter behind the picket fence on the grassy knoll. No question about it. From the studies that were done and that have been done repeatedly since that time. And this was covered up by the government. Covered up. No question. You know, the autopsy was done by two naval career pathologists who had never done a gunshot wound autopsy in their entire careers. Can you imagine? Multiple gunshot wounds, you have to determine entrance and exit, angle, trajectory, sequence. You got to correlate those wounds in Kennedy with the wounds in Conley. Can you imagine calling in two pathologists who have never done a gunshot wound autopsy? That's unbelievable, incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I find it truly incredulous. It shocks me. Even as I speak with you today, maybe for the 10,000th time, it inflames me inside. It's like somebody turns on the heater of an oven, and I just become, I want to scream and yell. Unbelievable.
Maybe not in our lifetimes, but will it ever come to light, do you think?
I think not in my lifetime. I don't know your age. I used to think it would. Maybe in another generation, possibly, when all of the political progeny, children and grandchildren, politically speaking,
yeah,
not biological, are removed, gone from the scene, maybe somebody will say, okay, now we can share this with the American public. Everybody was around who had any thoughts about this at all, who had any involvement, even in an indirect fashion. Everybody's gone, so let's go back. It won't lead to a revolution in America anymore in the year 2050. Who the hell knows?
Our guest is the famous pathologist Cyril Wecht. When we come back, we'll talk about the murder of Robert Kennedy and the death of Elvis Presley with Ron Segee today.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our guest has been gracious enough to stay over another segment. One of the premier forensic pathologists in the country. His new book is out right now, The Life and Deaths of Cyril Wecht, Memoirs from America's Most Controversial Forensic Pathologist. This portion of the show, we're going to be talking about Robert Kennedy, JonBenet Ramsey, and Elvis Presley. I mentioned Dr. Thomas Noguchi. He called you the night that Robert Kennedy was shot. And
yes.
He actually said to you, he said, you know, I don't think he's going to make it. I'm going to need your help on this. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, and I'm sure that I'm the 15th million to do that. What was your assessment of Elvis Presley?
Well, there's no question about Elvis Presley. Have you ever seen the autopsy report? He died as a result of 11 central nervous system depressant drugs, all of which had been prescribed for him by the live-in sycophant Dr. Nicopoulos, good old Dr. Nick.
Yep.
Anything Elvis wanted, going into a performance, during, coming out, getting up 3 o'clock in the morning to play handball, go to a dentist, anything Elvis wanted, Dr. Nicopoulos wrote the prescription. Elvis had 11 central nervous system drugs in his system. He didn't die from any heart disease. Jerry Francisco, the medical examiner, first he determines that it's not his case. He said not his case because he knew that if he took it over, he would only be able to withhold the results for a certain period of time. So it was done privately. But fortunately, that pathologist, Dr. Muir, M-U-I-R, at the Memphis Baptist Hospital, he had the integrity to let it be known. But Francisco, in the meantime, before the autopsy was over, he went and he's there as an observer, and he's announcing to the world that Presley died from heart disease. He didn't even see the microscopic tissue examinations. He did not see the toxicology analysis, and he's announcing that Elvis Presley died. A total cover-up.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley was a major, major industry in Tennessee. He wasn't murdered. It was, as I say, a regrettable, regrettable accident. That's the story of Elvis Presley.
Now, there are some rumors, too, of an impacted bowel. Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he did have an impacted bowel. Oh, yeah. His colon was the size of an average man's thigh from those drugs. A lot of people, too, people who have taken these drugs, they'll know about their constipation. Of course, his bathroom, 90% of Americans would love to have as their living room,
right.
Or maybe more. I mean, whatever you wanted, a movie projector, television set, couch, refrigerator, freezer, anything that was in the bathroom. He spent hours. Every day in the bathroom. Yeah. No, he did have an impacted bowel, and that certainly contributed, but that wasn't the primary cause.
Yeah. What about people like JonBenet Ramsey, Kurt Cobain, Martin Luther King Jr.? You know, we can't go down the list of things. I would love to do that, but we'd be here till January 2022 because I could talk to you forever. But is there ever something that you see that just shocks the hell out of you?
Yeah, sure, sure it does. It shocks the hell out of me. In the Robert F. Kennedy case, for example, I've asked this of people by now in the tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people, what was the distance of Sirhan, when Robert Kennedy, having won the Democratic primary, is being led out through the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel to avoid the adoring crowd, and Sirhan is there, and Kennedy's walking toward him and shoots. What was the distance? I can ask you that question. People say 10 feet, 8 feet, 6 feet, the distance, and it's there in the autopsy report, confirmed by ballistic studies, signed off on by a dozen forensic pathologists and scientists, one of which it was me as a consultant, officially consulted by Dr. Noguchi in that case. The distance of the fatal shot was 1 to 1.5 inches, with the shot being fired above and behind the right ear with a slightly forward trajectory. That's the Robert F. Kennedy case. Does that shock you?
Yes.
Never came out in court. Never. In the trial of Sirhan, the prosecution obviously wasn't going to touch it with a 10-foot pole, and the defense attorney, who was an experienced guy, obligingly, interestingly, never thought to ask Dr. Noguchi about the distance and the trajectory of that fatal shot. So is that shocking?
Yeah.
JonBenet Ramsey, the detectives never interrogating the mother and the father separately immediately. Exactly. That you're going to, you've got a missing child. They didn't even find the body. You know, when they got there about 6:30 a.m., the child wasn't found until 7 hours later, when John Ramsey said to his then best friend, who became his worst enemy, another multimillionaire businessman, Fleet White, "Let's go look again." And they go into a room in the basement that the detectives never even knew existed. A maid who worked there for months never even knew there was such a room. But John Ramsey went down there 7 hours later, and there was the body. And then this cockamamie note, "We represent a small foreign faction," and the demand of the ransom, $118,000, which was exactly the amount that John Ramsey had earned as a bonus from his company the year before. That's a nice round figure, right?
Oh, $118,000.
I mean, incredible, incredible.
Growing up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and to the heights that you have reached, and I don't know how you got interested in being in this profession, but I believe, and I'm not saying this because, as I mentioned before, I'm a fan of your work, is that this book should be taken chapter by chapter and made into a series of interviews, half-hour, hour interviews, for television, for radio distribution, because it's fascinating. And,
well,
and
thank you
and your
very
take,
much.
And your take on this is unbelievable.
Thank you. I hope we're trying to do that. We're looking into that. And I think it would be a fascinating series because, and not, you know, not because of me, my comments are an integral component,
yeah,
but because of the nature of the cases, who these people were. Like you mentioned, Kurt Cobain and near Mary Jo Kopecky, no autopsy being done, and then the Waco Branch Davidian fire, which I did repeat autopsies on David Koresh and Stephen Judy Snyder as top lieutenants, showing that the federal government are the ones that started the shooting, killing those children and others. I mean, cases like that over the years. Absolutely.
Well, I would love to have you back when you're not as busy, which I can't believe that you're not.
I thank you for inviting me, and it would be great, my great pleasure to be back with you. Please do put me down on the agenda, and let's visit again next year. It's a pleasure talking with you, and I thank you for your gracious personal comments. May I wish you and all your listeners a happy and healthy new year.
And to you, my friend, and I just want to make mention of it in closing. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Cyril Wecht, who we have talked to now for almost a half hour, terrific gentleman, is 89 years old, and you sound like you're 22, really.
I'm closer to 90 than I am 89 in another 3 months. Well, I hope that people will get the book, The Life and Deaths of Cyril Wecht, Memoirs of America's Most Controversial Forensic Pathologist. They'll find it quite interesting and fascinating. The criminal justice system, how it can be subverted and perverted, malevolently used and manipulated, and read about many of my cases in summary fashion and get an overall feel. I hope that people will have an opportunity to do that.
And absolutely. And the website is Cyrilweed, Syrilwe. Books are available wherever books are sold. And, Doctor, thank you for joining us. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye.
Best wishes. Bye.
I tell you, what an interesting interview. I could talk to him forever and ever. I really could. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Segee today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A West Virginia lawmaker facing federal charges for breaching the Capitol building has resigned. Republican delegate Derek Evans stepped down from his position in a statement on Saturday, saying he would focus on his personal situation and allow the legislature to focus on its business. Evans is facing charges of violent entry and disorderly conduct. Indonesian officials say a passenger jet carrying 62 people is believed to have crashed into the sea on Saturday, minutes after taking off from Jakarta's Soekarno-Hatta International Airport. Air traffic controllers lost contact with the Boeing 737-500 aircraft about 4 minutes after takeoff. The country's transportation ministry says more than a dozen vessels, including four warships, have been deployed for a search and rescue operation. Debris has been found believed to be from the plane, but there had been no confirmation as night fell in the area. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. That group needs no introduction, believe me when I tell you that. And I'm happy to see that this is a pretty good appearance by our next guest, who's not only with that group, one of the founding fathers. Joining us right now is our friend Paul Stanley. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good, Ron. Good speaking to you again.
Nice talking to you, too, and thank you for being with us. Always great when you're here. You're a good guest. You really are.
Thank you.
I am actually really shocked when I heard this promotion, because I thought, hey, I want to do this. I'm a singer. I should be involved with this thing. This is great. Yeah,
it really is. It's cool. I mean, the whole idea for those of you that haven't been out to Rockin' Brews is that with Rockin' Brews in conjunction with them, we are offering the opportunity not only to jam with me, but be part of what's called Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp that takes place in Los Angeles. And you will be tutored, mentored, and get to jam with me, some other great musicians. And it's a really great event. It really is a fantasy in that people from all over the country and all over the world come together, whether you're a professional, whether you're a doctor who wants to rock out, or a student that wants to rock out. You get a chance to form these bands. You get mentored. You learn a song. And then you get to play live on a stage in a world-renowned club in L.A., and I'll be part of it, too. So you got to go to Rockin' Brews to be part of it.
Now, are the applications taken at all the 15 Rockin' Brews?
They are indeed. If you happen to be in Florida, the closest one is probably Oviedo.
Right.
Oviedo until the next one to open, which we have sites on. But all around the country, your Rockin' Brews is the place to make your application, to step on stage with me, and see what we can do together.
Now, in the chance that there's not one in a town that is listening to our show right now, Paul, where could they do it online?
My understanding as of now is that you need to go to Rockin' Brews.
Okay.
And if you know differently, then you can certainly enlighten your listeners. But as far as I know, you need to show up.
Well, here, look, the guest is always right on our show, especially when it's Paul Stanley of Kiss. So we're not going to do... Now, this legendary club you're talking about is the Whiskey A Go-Go in West Hollywood, California. Now, between this camp and Rockin' Brews tie-in, this is sensational. Now, how intimidating is it to play with people like yourself? And I understand one of the members from the Eagles is going to be there. I mean, this is...
Yeah, Don Felder.
Don Felder, yeah. Are you going to be in costume, Paul?
Well, it depends on what you consider a costume. I dress rather dapper every day. So, compared to some people, it'll be a costume. But it's just my everyday look.
Can you play any instrument? And can you be a vocalist?
Absolutely. There are drummers, bass players, guitar players, keyboard players, singers. It's so much fun. I mean, look, I don't have to do this kind of stuff, and I've done it time and time again because it's just a great, great time. And there are people who repeat, their involvement, so to speak, whether it's the teachers or the people who come from all around the country and world. Once you do it, you want to do it again. And if you can only do it once, it's a chance in a lifetime.
I just can't imagine what it would be to win this. And what you have to do, of course, is go to a Rockin' Brews restaurant located near you. You can go online and check that out and find out where there's one. And, as you know, I'm a fan of this restaurant. I've been there several times. I love it. I mean, I'm not saying it because you're on the show. In fact, I was there for the grand opening. It's a great concept. It really is. Past rock star camp headliners, Jeff Beck, Brian Wilson, Roger Daltrey, Joe Perry, Def Leppard, Alice Cooper, I mean, just a ton of people. And to play with Paul Stanley, now, this is a very diplomatic way, I guess, of putting this. How do you tell somebody or appease somebody when they come up and they're not really that good? I mean, what do you say to them? Like, go back to driving a truck like they told Elvis?
Well, yeah, the great thing about Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp is it's not about necessarily aspiring to be the next big rock star.
Right.
It's about loving the music. So you're put together with people who are of your level, and there's no intimidation, and it's all about having a great time. It's about fulfilling your fantasy, and there's no pressure on you. There's a lot of smiles, and people are just having a great time. Everybody, it's not boot camp. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Paul, if somebody doesn't win this, and obviously there's going to be a lot that are going to apply and not win, can they just register to go to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you can go on the Internet and find Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, and you can see the date of this particular one and enroll. It's really that simple. And I can't say enough about it, because between the time spent with all your mentors and your counselors, who are all either very, very well known or very well respected or both, you have an opportunity that's so unique. And then to get to play on the stage at the Whiskey at Go-Go that hosted The Doors, AC/DC, I mean, so many bands, Alice Cooper, the list goes on and on. This is hallowed ground. So to step on that stage is very cool.
Sure. Now, you know, one of the things that I am very happy to announce is your support, as I do and so many people in this industry does, and that is the appreciation of music. I don't want anybody listening to Paul and myself now and getting the impression that if you get involved with Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp that you have the ability and the talent of a Paul Stanley. The fact that you are involved with music, which is, as Dick Clark used to say, the blueprint of our life, is what's really great about it. You don't have to be, you know, the best in the business, or you don't even have to know how to play an instrument. Just go there and enjoy the heritage of music, right, Paul?
Really, that's what it's about. I mean, whether you're going to Rockin' Bruce, which celebrates the music we all love, or going to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, it's not a test. Certainly going to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp is about enjoying and immersing yourself in music that you love. And you do the same thing at Rockin' Bruce. I mean, it's Rockin' Bruce is a lifestyle. It's a place you can bring your family during the day. You can bring your date or your friends at night, have great beers, have really great food. If you can make this food at home, you'd have a house full of people, because you know, we're serving great quality food, and we always make sure that we acknowledge and pay tribute to our military and our first responders. So it's just a very, very cool atmosphere. And Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, in the same way, is a way to enjoy rock and roll, whether or not you want to be the next Led Zeppelin, or if you are a weekend warrior.
Yep. And I love the video wall. I mean, nothing like sitting there and having a great brew, a great dinner or lunch, and watch that video board at Rockin' Brews. And they're in 15 locations right now in the United States and Mexico, and also they're growing. So go to www.rockinbrews.com/contest rules for this great team of Rock and Brews restaurants and the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. You can get applications, and the winner gets to jam at the Whiskey to Go-Go with the legendary Paul Stanley. Paul, that's super. I am so glad you're doing this. You're always on top of things.
Hey, I have the life that I never even dreamed was possible. So every day for me, as long as I'm looking down at the grass instead of up at the grass, it's a good day.
That's a good day. Paul, I don't have to tell you this. You're always welcome here, and we're going to plug this a lot over the next few weeks, okay?
My pleasure. And, you know, I look forward to hopefully seeing a winner from listening to your show.
I hope so, too. And I hopefully will see you in this neck of the woods when you open up a new one, okay?
We have plans already.
I know you do. Thanks so much, Paul. Have a great day, and look forward to having you back soon, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Paul Stanley, what a nice man he is. He is just a genuinely down-to-earth nice guy. And, of course, co-founder of KISS. And we're talking about a real sweet promotion where you get a chance to play with Paul Stanley of KISS. Are you kidding me? And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing. I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Today, all across the USA and around the world. I've had our guest on the air with us before, but I didn't know that she was originally from Florida, from the Fort Lauderdale area. Nice to talk to somebody born in Florida for a change. Usually they're from other parts of the country. She's a red carpet host and celebrity lifestyle expert. We're going to talk about 2021. Joining us right now is Valerie Greenberg. Hi, Valerie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Ron, I'm sunshiny, and I'm so happy to talk to you.
Well, I tell you, are you sunshiny in New York today? That's the question. Wherever the sun is counts. And now I'm looking at blue skies, no clouds, beautiful day, about 75 degrees. You want to top that? Well, let's talk about the New Year resolution. I think that is probably one of the most broken promises that you could ever find, and somebody wants to do well in the new year, and then about 3 weeks later they said, well, that didn't work out right now. So what are some of the New Year's resolutions that people really tend to do, and celebrities?
So I am here hearing whispers in terms of celebrities that Rihanna, who's been super focused on her fashion and beauty lines, might be putting out some new music in the new year. So that gives us something to want to dance to, listening to her potential music, right?
Yeah, she's good.
Yes, she is.
What are the most common resolutions that people have? And I would assume that dieting and exercise fit into this category.
So fitness for sure, but it's really about having a piece of equipment in your home that is going to hold you accountable. So I love a great treadmill. The T75 with brand new XUR console from Matrix Fitness is really going to put you in the driver's seat, providing that at-home exercise experience that's as personal as it is powerful. It comes with 1 year of iFit, which is an added bonus, and it's designed to connect to virtually any popular training app or entertainment option. Here's the thing, Ron. It's going to help you stay the course, start the workout, but continue to stay motivated to keep doing so. Now, it was actually awarded the Best for Speed Work accolade by Runner's World for its sturdy frame and thick deck. And you can find out more at matrixfitness.com.
It has the screen so you can work out with somebody or watch an entertainment show.
Yeah, console's remarkable.
Oh, great. That sounds fantastic. Now, what about looking good, beauty, health?
Staying hydrated. You know, some of the biggest celebrities, like, you know, hold water accountable for their fabulousness. And you want to make sure that your water tastes great. And Pentair's Fresh Point Easy Flow under-counter water filtration system makes it easy to get that great-tasting filtered water straight from your tap. With their recently launched DIY system, it's so easy to install. No drilling or tools required. Even I can do it. It's certified by NSF to reduce 99% of lead and rated for 3,000 gallons, which is over 20,000 plastic bottles. Really just install it anywhere you want great-tasting water. Ditch the filter pitchers and single-use bottles, your wallet, and the environment will thank you.
Oh, wow, that's sensational. Now, people want to change a little bit. They change maybe, you know, if it's a woman, their makeup, or possibly a man and a woman, their hairstyles.
Yep, exactly. And also clean eating, and that goes with a multivitamin. So my top tip for that is Sugar Bear, best known for their revolutionary hair vitamin. Sugar Bear also has a vegan woman's multivitamin that's free of artificial flavors and sweeteners. It comes in a tasty gummy form, a berry flavor that I'm obsessed with, and it's made with real fruit juice. Taking vitamins is a great resolution, and these are available at sugarbearhair.com. They're designed especially for women, but you could take one too, Ron, and steal it out of your gal's cabinet, providing those nutrients that food alone does not give you.
A lot of times we talk to people on the air, they say this is the use for a man or this is the use for a woman,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them can be either way. I mean, you know, a hairstyle and stuff like that.
Multi-purpose, yeah. A lot of us are covering our face masks, but men and women want their hair to look amazing, and thanks to Rue, which is a leading hair care company, they've got the secret to restoring essential moisture. How are they going to do that? With 8 precious oils, argan, avocado, castor, coconut, jojoba, olive, sunflower seed, sweet almond, plus vitamins E and B5. Now, their Rue Weightless Precious Oils Restorative Hair Mask, I'm obsessed with. I use it at home for a luxurious pampering treatment when I'm, like, in the bathtub. It's amazing. It's infused with so many vitamins and, the vitamin E, the B5. We all want our hair to look good, and this is going to hydrate, strengthen, dry damaged hair, smooth split ends, and control frizzies.
Is there some resolutions that just are not realistic? Is it important to set a resolution that is attainable?
That's the thing. I think that it starts with, you know, being easy on ourselves. And, you know, if you slip up, don't be hard on yourself. Be your own best friend, and that's how you can continue, you know, to make these attainable.
You know, we talk about resolutions that are commonplace, like weight and everything else. Is there something that you can think of that you have in your bag of goodies that we might not be able to think of?
I've been spending a lot of time really becoming centered with myself and trying to be more present. Stop thinking so much ahead. If anything 2020 taught us, it's about, you know, slowing down, being in the moment, because that will allow you and enable you to really just enjoy it. And that is quite a remarkable thing that not enough of us do.
You know, I think that's a great idea. Just, you know, live, as they say, for today, because you never know what's going to happen here, especially with the crazy things that are going on. You are the founder of You've Been Validated. Tell us about that.
So You've Been Validated is a platform that's all about feeling your most confident and connecting with others, connecting with yourself. And I love to be able to really let people in on the trends that I hear about. So staying grounded, staying connected, and confident. That's what it's about. We all deserve to live our best lives.
Is there any tips that we have not covered that you would suggest? Because, you know, when you think about it, nobody's perfect. There are a plethora of things that we could renew in the new year.
Absolutely. Well, I think that really is personal in terms of what we want to work on. For me, I know that I wanted to read more. And again, like slowing down, very important things. You know, if you are more of an introvert, perhaps you want to go ahead and do more Zoom calls with friends or, you know, get in that social bubble that you feel comfortable with, you know, faith-wise, you know what I mean, to communicate and to connect with friends. I think that it's important we push ourselves, you know, to be social in the new normal, the way that is, you know, safe with your mask. And, you know, those are great things. It just depends on the kind of person you are.
You know, what's really hard, though, you can get through a lot of these safety things and you get a lot through the health and the exercise, but sometimes it's very difficult to calm down. A lot of people say to me, you know, calm down. Don't be so nervous.
That's the meditating. You know, I've actually been practicing meditating, and I think it's something very important that we should all incorporate into our lives, whether you have 30 seconds. And do it. You know, you don't have to carve out, like, time. You could be waiting in the line at the grocery store or, like, in a stressful scenario. And that's, like, it's realizing when you need to meditate, I think, is actually, instead of just, like, waking up and doing it, like, I like to do it when I start to feel a little on edge.
Yeah, good advice. Valerie, where can we go for more information on this and other things?
For more information, go to tipsontv.com.
Tipsontv.com. Valerie, thanks for joining us. Happy New Year. We look forward to talking to you.
Happy New Year.
And we look forward to talking to you more in the coming year. And visit us here in Florida, your old home state, okay?
I love that, Ron. Absolutely.
Thanks, Valerie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Valerie Greenberg has been our guest, red carpet host, celebrity lifestyle experts, talking about the new year, 2021. It's here. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect
protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8GOLD-NOW.
That's going to be a wrapper on things for this week. We hope you enjoyed the past 2 hours, and we want to thank our guests for being part of those 2 hours, musician Kenny G, the amazing Kreskin, from a new show in its second season on the Discovery Channel, Undercover Billionaire, Elaine Coulati, Jamie Hess, by the way, the daughter of Joan London, and a famous pathologist who has a brand new book out right now, Cyril Weck, from the rock group Kiss, Paul Stanley, and Valerie Greenberg. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.